Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were learning the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Beis, Halacha Tes, talking about Hashem Sfasani Tiftoch. And again, this is based on the Torah of Hagaon Rav Shlomo Arieli Shlita. And I want to chas v'shalom ever take credit for what's not mine. We saw in the previous shiur with the Einayim L'Mishpat. The Einayim L'Mishpat is Rav Arieli's grandfather, Goyen Rav Yitzchak, who was a Rav in Yeshivas Merkas HaRav. He was a daily chavrusa of Maran Rav Kook. And he has a sefer Einayim L'Mishpat, a very popular sefer. So in the Einayim L'Mishpat he writes that the Shliach Tzibur does not repeat. V'das HaRambam, he writes this, that the Shliach Tzibur does not repeat Hashem Sifasai Tiftach. Because the Rambam writes, 9:3, V'achar shiyifsa Shliach Tzibur shalosh psiyas l'achorov maschil u'mesparo b'kol ram mitchilas ha'borachos v'hoitzias mishalo yisparo. After the Shliach Tzibur takes his three steps back, he starts B'kol Ram from the beginning of the brachas to be motzi, somebody who didn't daven, and so too in the tshuvas of the Rambam, Simed Lamed Vav, he writes Shayanov Shachazin Hayamazdir Mitchila Hatfila Balachas LaHatzibur MeHashem Sfasai Tiftoch VeAchakach Hayamazdir B'kol Min Boruch Ato Kmo Sherogil Hashatz B'Tzibur. Chazim would first prepare his tefillah with the Hashem Sfasai Tiftoch, and then Vayter he would do without Hashem Sfasai Tiftoch from Baruch Atah. L'chora, what's the reason that the Rambam holds this way? Because Hashem Sfasai Tiftoch is not miguf ha-tefillah. Rather, it's a hachona v'tzorech ha-tefillah. And since this has a shem shel chazora, it's a repeat. So therefore, the psicho that he said originally, first time around, is enough. And he doesn't have to say it again, as we mentioned the svara in the previous shir. However, according to this, a yochid who davens with the shliach tzibur would have to say Hashem sifasai tiftach. We know that the concept of a yochid davening comes late. He says with the shliach tzibur, he should say Hashem sifasai tiftach. Comes out from Rav Haigon that the Rif brings that he doesn't that he has to say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. However, the Rambam omitted this, that he says Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. So it's mashma that he doesn't have to say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. Rav Haigon, it's mashma that he would have to say. And the Rambam, it's mashma that he doesn't say. And not only that, but somebody who's not a baki, who's yotzei b'tfilas shliach tzibur, what's he going to do with Hashem Sfasai Tiftach? The Einayim L'Mishpat already noted this. So it would appear B'das HaRambam that Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, even though it's not part of the Guf HaTfilah, but it's also not just an opening and a tzorech, a need for the tefillah, but rather it's an addition to the Guf HaTfilah. And it's a din in the tefillah that you have to add a psicha and a hakdom. And the Shliach Tzibur doesn't repeat it, because his tefillah is a chazara on the first one. A yachid who's mispalil im hashatz, o shiyotze, yidei chovas, o yidei hashatz, doesn't have to say this psicha, because his tefillah is with the shatz, and he's not allowed to add on. That's why the Rambam was mashmit Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. He's saying it with the shatz, so he's drawn after the Shliach Tzibur. And like we said in the previous shiur from the Biur Halacha, the Hashem Sfasai Tiftach is not ma'akev. So we can say that since he's davening with the Shliach Tzibur, or the Shliach Tzibur is davening in his behalf, there's no inyan of saying Hashem Sifasei Tiftach. Not allowed to add on to what the Shliach Tzibur does. He's with the Shliach Tzibur. Or we could say a little bit differently, that he's nigror achar tefilas haShliach Tzibur. It's not that he lacks the Hashem Sifasei Tiftach. He's nigror, he's drawn after the tefilas haShatz. And memela, what the Shliach Tzibur said, the first time around is good for him. So according to the first way, he doesn't need it because he's not allowed to add on. He's with the Shliach Tzibur. Or you can say that that the Shliach Tzibur said the first time around also counts for him. V'raya liyesod hazeh misidur hilchotav shel Rambam kan. Rambam mevi be'emtza hilchot nusach ha'tfila b'moyadim. Here the Rambam is talking about the nusach of the tefillah in the moadim, and he just throws in this whole thing about Hashem sefasei tiftach. Why is that? So it could be that in Halacha Yud, the next Halacha, the Rambam says that you have to say on Rosh Chodesh, Yalev Yavo, which is a Hisaf on the Tefillah. So the Rambam was makdim, and he wrote, Shebe'emes b'chol tefillah hitkinu Hisaf. In every Tefillah, there's a takana to add on. That's what the Rambam writes here in Halacha Tes. And then the Rambam goes on and he tells us what the Hosafas are. So we're saying that this is not part and parcel of the Tefillah, but rather it's a Hosafah. You have to open up, you have to be Mosef ala Tefillah. Tosef is al Gufa Tefillah. And therefore it's said in the context of the Tosafos that we say on the holy days. Now, the Rambam writes, V'achakach tzoyed la'achoyrov. And then afterwards, after saying Yula Ratzon, he steps back. The Rambam says that he starts with Hashem Sfasei Tiftach, and he ends with Yula Ratzon, and then he steps back. Now the Rambam already brings this later on. 5:10. Shekishagomer ha'tfila, korea uposea shalosh psiot la'achorav. Shukorea. So he's bowing down and he takes his three steps back. That's 5:10 in the Rambam. So how's it shayich here where he's talking about the Seder HaTfila? These three steps back. What does it have to do here with the Seder HaTfila? So it would appear the Rambam writes over there, Kriya Ketz, Adam Mispal Korea Chamesh Kriya Zbchol Tfilah Tfilah Mispalas, to bow down five times. First bracha, the beginning and the end, is two. Hoidoya, the beginning and the end, is four. And then when he steps, takes his three steps back, that's five. As the Rambam Devrei Rambam, Shegam Kriya Chamishit, Kshipusei Lachorav, that's included in the Kriyas of Tefillah. That's where the Rambam says they're five altogether. It's not a Kriya La'achra Tefillah, it's included in the Tefillah. So it would appear that the opinion of the Rambam is that immediately when you finish your Tefillah, you have to be Koireya and Poseya. That's why the Rambam is Medaktik, Ukishegoimer HaTefillah Koireya. He doesn't say la'achar sheyigmor tefilasa koireya. That would imply sometime later. Here this implies a smichus. U'kshegoimer ha'tefila, not afterwards. But kshegoimer ha'tefila koireya, immediately. You're goimer the tefila, right now you have to be koireya. This, even if you had written the other lashon, "Alachar Shigmar Tfilasa Korea," but this is even mashma more smichus. It's even closer. Shigomer Tfila Korea, and it's coming to tell us that immediately when he finishes his tefillah, he should be Korea, and there that in such a way the Korea, the bowing down, is considered part of his tefillah. So here the Rambam is telling us the Seder HaTfila. So part of the Seder HaTfila is the Korea. The Chayvid, cited in the Rashba 17a, says you're not supposed to say Tachanunim before Yula Ratzon. And he writes the reason is because it says in Brachos 9b that David HaMelech said Yula Ratzon after 18 Parshiyos. Therefore, the rabbi said, after the 18 brachas, you say Yula Ratzon, and therefore, you don't make a hefsek between Tefillah and Yula Ratzon. Bir Agra brings this. Simen Kuf Chav Beis, and what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that you're not supposed to be mafsek for Kaddish and Kedusha. Between Shemoneh Esrei and Yula Ratzon, Yula Ratzon included in the Tefillah. Agra adds, the Tefillah Richtahi. It's an extension of the tefillah. So it would appear midas ha-agro that according to the Ravid, that it says, right, it was the Ravid who says, cited by the Rashba, you don't say tachanunim before you l'ratzam. The Gra adds that it's included in, it's an extension of the tefillah. So it appears shaladas ha-Ravid, that it says in brachas. How can you say Hashem says Tiftach Ayitz Hefsek between Gula and Tefillah? Gemara answers because it's a Tefillah Richta. That also includes the fact that Yul Ratzon is a Tefillah Richta. And Nafkamina that it's a Tefillah Richta, it's an extension of the Tefillah that you're not allowed to say anything in between. You're not allowed to say Tachanunim before you say Yul Ratzon. Udas HaRambam, it would appear that he argues with this din of the Ravid. Because the Rambam writes Bistama. In Perek Vav Halacha Beis in Baloi Marachat Filaso Vafilu Keseder Vidu Yom Kippurim Oimer. It's Mashmi even for you the Ratzon, and you're allowed to say other things. Rambam writes, "Ukeshu Choisein B'Seifa Tfila Oimer Yul Ratzon." So you see that Yul Ratzon is Achar HaTfila, because like we said before, Hashem Svasei Tiftoch and Yul Ratzon are additions to the tefillah, but are not Mikufa tefillah. That he writes in Perek Vav, that he can be Mesader, Keseder, Vidu, Yom HaKippurim after his tefillah, even before Yul Ratzon. And that's the Chiddush over there, that he can be Mosif ala tefillah even before Yul Ratzon. Because this Hosafa has a shame tefillah. And on this Hosafa, he's going to add on Yul Ratzon. So we see the Rambam doesn't hold that since David HaMelech said it after the Yul Ratzon, after the 18 Parshiyos, I merely have to say it right afterwards. No. You could say other things in between. However, it would appear that the Rambam holds that even in Yilu Ratzon, we say that it's like a Tfilah Richta. Even though the Shitasa is non afkamina, as far as Tachanunim are concerned, we're allowed to say Tachanunim. And even more so would appear that, according to the Rambam, the question of the Gemara is, how are you mafsik ben Hashem Svasei Tiftach? It's also, as far as Yul Ratzon is concerned. And the Gemara needs the Yishuv on both, that both Yul Ratzon and Hashem Svasei Tiftach are Ketfila Richta. Why is that? Because according to the Rambam, the Kriya that we bow down at the end has to be samach the tefillah. In order that it should be included in the tefillah, like we explained, the question is, your mafsik bein tefillah kriya with you, l'otzayin. So bishlam with that your moisif tachanunim, we understand. Sheharei, ze gam tefillah. Ava mashu omer yu l'otzayin, ze mashu achir. That's a tefillah al kavol, it's a tefillah, it's a hafsoka between the tefillah and the kriya. And therefore you have to say that a bakoshan kabbalah said tefillah is included in the tefillah, it's ketefillah richta, it's a toisefes on the tefillah. So now we understand what the Rambam says. The Rambam is telling us that immediately after you l'ratzon, you have to take your steps back b'kriya. And miskayim b'zeh that you need a kriya, that it's samach the tefillah, and this you l'ratzon is a tefillah richta. Just like Hashem Svasa is not a hefsek, it's a tefillah richta. That's pshat in the Rambam. Rambam holds that Yul Ratzon and Hashem Svasa are hosafas on the tefillah. They're extensions of the tefillah. They're add-ons to the tefillah, addendums to the tefillah. And if the Rambam says, and after you say Yul Ratzon, immediately take your three steps back to the kriya is smucha l'tefillah. Now, in Hashem Svasa tiftach, the Rambam writes, he says it koidim lebracha rishayin. And in Yul Ratzon, the Rambam says b'seif ha-tefillah. So, in the previous year, we explained that the Rambam's opinion is that amiras Hashem Svasa tiftach is shaykh to the first three brachas. And therefore it's a koidim lebracha rishon. It's not just before the tefillah, but rather it's shayach to the three brachas. And now, based on what we explained, we can add on. We can explain now we can add on and explain b'pshitus that Hashem Sefasai is going to be right before the first bracha. So therefore, it's kodem lebracha rishon. But yilaratzon is the sof hatfila, it's at the end of tefillah, because it could be that even after you finish your davening, you're going to add on other things. It's not the hechreach after the last bracha. So maybe you'll be adding other things. So the Rambam says after the tefillah. But here he says kodem lebracha rishon, because it's there's not going to be anything in between the Hashem Sefasai tiftach and the brachas. What's interesting is that in the Seder HaTefillah Shebesof Sefer Ahava, the Rambam doesn't mention Hashem Sefasai Tiftach and Yul Ratzon. It's an interesting Hara. And Rav Arieli brings down a beautiful parish here from the Siddur Shal Rachamim of the Magid Rabbi Pinchas Miplotsk, who was Zeche to have seen the Gra, and the Gra really liked this pshat that he says. It's a little bit long. I'm not going to tell you what he says. You can look it up. But the bottom line is, we start with Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, because you're saying Hashem, that he's the master of the world. And you're mentioning B'schus Avram. Avram was the first one who called him Hashem. Like the Gemara says, Miyom Sheba, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Sopar, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Solamo. Nobody called him Adon until Avram came. So you're coming b'schus Avram, and you say Sfasai Tiftach merov pachad v'moira v'busha. How can I open up my mouth? I'm afraid to approach you. So only what you tell me I can say. Only you can open up my mouth. Pi agiti lasecha, and what you put in my mouth, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to be able to say. Rashi in Tehillim explains Hashem Sfasai Tiftach mocholi. Please forgive me, and I'm going to have a pisvayin peh. I can open up my mouth to say your tehillos. So we have Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. I'm so embarrassed to approach you, so please don't open up my mouth. We have that, please be mochel me, like David HaMelech says, talking about the Simchat Basheva. And in the Targum, it says that Hashem Sifosai Psach Boi Raisa Wupum Yasni Tishbuchu Sach. That open up my mouth with Torah. And that's what we say in Akadamas. Sviva Chomet V'ragig Dialon B'lo Usa Tzloysen B'chein Makabel V'hani B'usa. For those, make yourself very tired, and you pretend you're in the Akdamas and Shu this morning. And it says there that if you, and there's a connection between Tefillah, since I desire Torah, and I'm toiling in Torah, and mainly you're going to listen to my Tefillahs. There's Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. With Torah and Memela, I can dive into you. The Rabbeinu B'chai in Parshas Kisavu on the Pasuk Higadati Hayom writes, V'itochen shi aloshon higati milinyan hamshocha. Aloshon ufi yagiti lasecha. Yagit is hamshocha, to draw. Like good asik, good achis means to draw, extend. Because the Mispal is Mamshech Koach. Fi Yagid, he draws down Koach. And he writes, Uksiv Huti Lasecha Vu Elokecha. It says in the Pasuk, he's your praise, he's your God. Vavol Eretz HaKadosh Hu Mamshech HaKoach Shekinegda. Ein Tzarech Lomar HaKoyin HaDei HaKorban HaShem Akriv Shem. Kach Hizki Shem LaShem Elokecha. Minig Mishnah Torah. So basically, you're bringing down the good things. That's Ufi Yagid. My mouth is going to draw down your praises. And the Mela, when you bring Hashem's praises into the world, so that brings to their revelation. That's the idea of praising Hashem. It's not that he's Chas V'Shalom. He's an ego. He needs to be praised, but rather by praising him, you concretize his metzius in this world, and that brings Shefa Baruch Hu Amar Rabbi Isai. This was Geschmack. And of course, we have many Velts more to say. Rambam and Shem Svasei Tiftach is a big topic. We already had a share a number of years ago. It's a beautiful, beautiful Sefer. Or Avram of Rabbi Gurevitz, Rabbi Avram Gurevitz, lives in Ramat Eshkol. His father was a Talmud of Maran HaRav Zatzal. He wrote the Sefer Orot HaEmunah. Moshe Gurevitz. In any event, so he has a Sefer Orot Avram and Tfin Sederat Tfilah, so that's very kedai to look there. He talks about Hashem Svasei Tiftach, many other beautiful inyanim. And I want to thank you for joining me. And Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue in the Rambam Bli Neder, and we will see more and more niflaot, rabot, gedolot, ratzumot, mitorat Hashem. Toda rabba rabba, l'akshavah. Shalom, shalom.